On Friday evening at 10:29 p.m., Cuba's revolutionary leader Fidel Castro Ruz died at the age of 90. Within 3 hours, Cuban president and Fidel's brother and comrade Raúl Castro made the announcement on Cuban state television.
Querido pueblo de Cuba, con profundo dolor comparezco para informar a nuestro pueblo, a los amigos de nuestra América y del mundo, que hoy, 25 de noviembre del 2016, a las 10:29 horas de la noche, falleció el comandante en jefe de la Revolución Cubana, Fidel Castro Ruz.
Dear people of Cuba, with profound pain I come to inform our people and the friends of America and the world that today, the 25th of November, at 10:29 p.m., the commander-in-chief of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro Ruz, died.
En cumplimiento de la voluntad expresa del compañero Fidel.
As compañero Fidel wished, his remains will be cremated. In the early hours of Saturday the 26th, the funeral organizing committee will provide our people with detailed information about the posthumous homage
al fundador de la Revolución Cubana
that we will give to the founder of the Cuban Revolution.
Hasta la victoria, siempre.
By early morning, the news had spread throughout the world, with Telesur giving voice to the sentiments of millions in Latin America, Africa, Asia, and many communities in the United States. Quote, the leader of the movement that won Cuban independence and champion of the global South has died in Havana, said the headline. Within an hour of Cuba's announcement, the news had garnered over 350,000 tweets. Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa tweeted, a great one is gone. Long live Cuba. Long live Latin America. While Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro reminded everyone that, quote, Fidel and Chavez built ALBA, Petrocaribe, and paved the way for the liberation of our people. Pakistani President Imran Khan spoke about Fidel's example for the world. Quote, today the world lost an iconic revolutionary leader who liberated his nation from all vestiges of imperialism. And close ally of the Cuban Revolution, Bolivian President Evo Morales, in an emotional address said, quote, Fidel is a teacher of revolutionaries, a great teacher in principles and values. The fight of Fidel, Morales said, has been for the people of the world. And indeed, it was always the cause of the poor and oppressed throughout the world that Fidel Castro championed, as in his speech before the United Nations on September 26, 1960.
Do away with the philosophy of plunder, and you will have done away forever with the philosophy of war.
Desaparezcan las colonias, desaparezca la explotación de los países por los monopolios.
Do away with the colonies, wipe out the exploitation of countries by monopolies, and mankind will have reached a true era of progress.
In his condolence message, Namibia's president, Dr. Hage Geingob, spoke concretely of Cuba's internationalism. He taught us, Geingob said, that one can compromise on anything except one's principles. Our own victories and losses in the struggle for our independence against apartheid South Africa are inextricably linked to the international solidarity of the Cuban people. He ended, may the Cuban people feel consoled by the knowledge that Comandante en Jefe Fidel Castro Ruz lived his life in service of the oppressed and for the self-determination of the Americas and Africa. His name will be entered in the annals of history as one of the greatest leaders of our epoch. For more than 5 decades, Fidel Castro nurtured a revolution won against all odds in January 1959 against U.S.-backed dictator Fulgencio Batista, who had laid the island nation at the feet of U.S. sugar barons, gangsters, and human exploiters. The revolutionary movement quickly formed a government, which the U.S. formally recognized. However, as later acknowledged, CIA plans were soon hatched to overthrow the new regime. On January 21st, Fidel Castro, speaking before 800,000 people in Havana, declared that Cubans wanted economic as well as political freedom. By February, Fidel had been appointed prime minister. The next month, ATT, the telephone company, came under control of the revolutionary government, and elections were planned within 12 to 18 months. In an interview with CBS's Face the Nation, correspondent Stuart Novins pressed this issue, asking if all political parties could participate.
Of course, if we don't give free to all the political parties to organize, we are not a democratic country. We have fought for the democracy here and for the freedom.
Why will it be necessary to wait 18 months before free elections can be held?
Well, do you think it is good for the Cuba now, when all the people what want is peace? One is that the government repair the mistakes and the barbarity of the before government. Don't you believe that our country at least 1 year to work? If we give a free election tomorrow, we win, because we have almost all the people. We have now more people than in 18 years.
But do you feel that there would be trouble if free elections were held tomorrow in Cuba? Do you feel that you would rather have over a year in order to consolidate things before free elections are held?
I think it is good at about 18 months, not more and not less. Because, as you know, the political party need time for reorganizing.
It seems, however, that the fledgling government wasn't to have its time to consolidate. While the government was instituting reforms such as lowering rents and the costs of medicines, deprivatizing beaches, seizing and closing gambling casinos, on March 10th, the U.S. National Security Council met in secret to discuss ways to install another government in Cuba. After trips to the United States, including multiple meetings, Fidel returned home, and the government began agrarian reform. In August, acts of sabotage began to surface, and by October, planes from the U.S. have bombed sugar mills, and a plane full of passengers is machine-gunned from the air. Prime Minister Castro responds by forming a popular militia. By May 7th, 1960, Cuba reestablishes relations with the Soviet Union. As reported Saturday in Telesur, for the next 48 years until resigning in 2008, Fidel led the tiny island nation to historic levels of development, leading the world in many social indicators, including literacy and public health rates. Fidel and his revolution sustained more than 50 years of attacks from the United States, at its peak during the Cold War, which still lives on today through the harsh economic blockade of the island. Following Fidel's death, the Council of State of the Republic of Cuba declared 9 days of mourning from November 26 until December 4th. Margaret Gilpin has more.
During those days, all public activities and shows are canceled. The flag will be flown at half-staff in public buildings and military facilities. The radio and television shall broadcast informative, patriotic, and historic programs. Also, the organizing commission of the Central Committee of the Party, the State, and the Government for the funeral honors for Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro informed the population that on November 28th and 29th, from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m., at the José Martí Memorial in the Plaza of the Revolution, the population can go and pay their respects to their leader. On those same days and hours, in other locations all over the country, the localities to be announced, including in the capital city, all Cubans will have the possibility to pay tribute and sign a solemn oath to fulfill the ideals of the revolution expressed by the historic leader of that revolution on May 1st, 2000, as an expression of their resolve to continue their beliefs and to continue our socialism. On November 29th at 7 p.m., a mass rally will take place at José Martí Revolution Square in the capital city. On the next day, Fidel's ashes will be carried following the same route as the Caravan of Freedom of January 1959 to the province of Santiago de Cuba, arriving there on December 3rd. On that same day at 7 p.m., a mass rally will be held at the Antonio Maceo Square in Santiago, and Fidel's ashes will be entombed the following morning on December 4th at 7, also, at the Santa Ifigenia Cemetery. For Cuba in Focus, I'm Margaret Gilpin.
Finally, in 2000, Fidel Castro addressed hundreds of thousands standing before the statue of José Martí in Havana's Plaza de la Revolución.
Revolución es sentido del momento histórico.
Revolution is the sense of the historic moment, is to change all which must be changed, is complete equality and liberty, is to be treated and treat others as human beings.
Es emanciparnos por nosotros mismos y con nuestros propios esfuerzos.
Is to emancipate ourselves by ourselves and with our own efforts, is to challenge dominant powerful forces within the social and national scope and realm.
Es defender valores en los que se cree, al precio de cualquier sacrificio.
It is to defend values in which we believe at the price of any sacrifice. It is modesty, unselfishness, altruism, solidarity, and heroism. Is never to lie nor violate ethical principles.
Is
the profound conviction that there is no power in the world capable of destroying the strength of truth and ideas.
Revolución es unidad, es independencia.
Revolution is unity, it's independence, it's to fight for our dreams of justice, for Cuba, and for the world.
For WBAI News, I'm Sally O'Brien with Margaret Gilpin in New York.